Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Completely in awe of plant medicine. I'm completely in awe of community. I'm completely in awe of what happens when you fully trust in the universe and the divine. When you do the thing that is scary, do the thing that is the most painful. You really have all the time in the world if that's how you see it. Like, more and more, I'm just realizing life is completely in the eyes of the beholder. And we are the ones in control of that. It is completely up to us to control our reality completely. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Acting My Age. So fucking glad you're here. Just a few things I wanted to pop in and say. If you like this podcast and you want to support it and support me, one thing that you can do is leave a positive review on the iTunes page. Reviews and positive reviews help the podcast get noticed and spread around and will allow more people to listen to it. And that would be so fucking sick. So thank you guys so much. If you feel called to leave a review, I would absolutely appreciate it. And yeah, let's get into the episode. Hello, goddesses and humans of the earth. Welcome back to the pod. It's been a bit of a break. Dear God, where do I start? There has been so many fucking changes. As expected, the Fit for Service Summit that I just attended a couple weeks ago was life-changing, just like the first one. Completely life-changing. Each time I go, it's like I die and I shed a part of me, or just a lot. Like, yeah, it's a rebirth. Every time I go, it's a really big rebirth, and it's often very emotional, painful at times, very exciting, so much gratitude. Like, there's just so much that goes into it. And this time was no different. So there's a lot moving here, and I'm not going to share all of it quite yet. I think it needs a little more time before I share, but the gist of it is that I am different. I have experienced my soul calling firsthand. I've kept asking, like, show me how to use this. Show me, like, please. And then I was shown. I was tossed into the deep end of a situation where I had to rely completely on my gifts, my past life healing gifts that have been there for so many fucking lifetimes and centuries, and they go way back. And I got to use them all as much as I possibly could in a very exciting, extreme, wild scenario. Maybe I'll share one day, but I was face to face with my Dharma. I was swimming in the waters of my Dharma, and it felt so fucking good. Oh, so many changes. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to travel for a couple months. I'm going to go sit with ayahuasca, which I have already shared with you guys, I believe. I'm going to go to Peru for December and sit with ayahuasca, which I'm so excited, so honored. I'm humbly entering into this relationship with Grandmother Aya. I am ready for her teachings and her wisdom. So I'll be there for a while. I'll have 5 ayahuasca ceremonies. I will be fasting. I will be in silence. It's going to be a big stretching of my soul, my body, all of it. But after what I've just gone through, I am you know, feeling pretty good, feeling pretty good about my abilities, my confidence. It's more, it's not even confidence. It's just, I have so much trust in the timeline and the divine. Like I really made decisions that were just complete and full trust. It's the only way that it would work. Full fucking trust into the divine. And it's paid off. Not even paid off. It's the fruits of the labor of that trust have been bountiful, to say the least. Like everything is just falling into place for me so quickly. Like boom, 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 boom. Opportunities just falling into my lap. Oh God, it's amazing. So anyway, I'm going to travel. I'm going to be in Costa Rica for a while, and then I'm going to be moving to Austin permanently. And I am so excited about it. I've been thinking about that for a while. I have such a community there. I love it there so much. And yeah, that's where I'm going to be settling. I'm so pumped. And I've been invited to be a facilitator at a psilocybin retreat center in Mexico called Buena Vida. If you are looking to sit with plant medicine and sit with psilocybin mushrooms, my friend Amanda and Maria run the center, and they are incredible people. They are experienced, they're highly experienced, they're highly trustworthy, they are very devoted and respectful to the medicine, which is something to be very cautious of, I would say. Like there are a lot of people who offer medicine who may not respect it to the level that it deserves, and may not respect the container to the level that it deserves. So I have absolute trust and faith in Maria and Amanda. So if you're looking for a place to go, I would definitely recommend them, the Buena Vida. And I will be a guest facilitator there, which is so, so exciting. That is my soul calling, is being a healer, being a medicine woman. And that sounds weird because it's not really something that, you know, is on the, like, when you're in high school and you go to the guidance counselor to figure out like what you're going to do with your life, you know, healer and medicine woman isn't really on the list. It's like, do you want to be, you know, you want to go to nursing school, or like you want to go get your like communications degree or be a teacher? Like what's up? You know, it's not on there. I didn't know that this was a possibility because I didn't have examples of that. But yeah, that's that's what I'm here to do so clearly. And I only have that knowing based off of the experiences that I have now lived, based off of the wild medicine songs that come through me. My throat makes all these noises I never knew it could make in ceremony, and I can feel the frequency and the vibration of how my voice interacts with different energy blockages in people's bodies. And I know how to, like, God, there's so much. I really can't even do it justice speaking about it. It's something that can be really, I think, felt and experienced. Otherwise, it just doesn't do it justice. But yeah, I will be doing that. And I'm so excited about it. It feels so insanely good. Other big update, I will be co-hosting a retreat with one of my sisters, Sarah Howitt, at the end of January, January 20th to 24th. It's going to be in Portland, Maine. And it's a 4-day women's retreat. It's all about death and rebirth. It's going to be fucking powerful. Sarah's going to be leading a grief workshop, and then we're going to be doing funeral ceremonies for the woman that you were, like a full-on ceremony one by one for each person. We're going to be doing a wild woman, like ecstatic dance, like super primal fucking wolf woman ecstatic dance. We're going to be doing, I'm doing a sacred rage poetry workshop. We're doing so much stuff. It's going to be very powerful. So if you're interested, just keep an eye on my Instagram, or if you just want to email me, rohinimik@gmail.com, we can get it figured out, because we will be having one-on-one calls with everyone who's interested to make sure it's the right fit, because it's going to be, you know, pretty selective group, and it's going to be very, very powerful. So excited. This is my fucking dharma. It's serving. That's all I want to do. All I want to do is serve. And I think it's kind of cool that up until this point, the way that I have served is still, it's similar, but it's just a little off. Like my voice, my throat chakra is one of the ways that I serve. And now it's through medicine songs. Now it's through poetry. But the last couple of years, it's been through YouTube videos and talking and just chatting and being on my podcast. And it's still been my voice, but just in a different way. So it feels cool to see how that kind of, you know, arches into this new beautiful expression that I'm sure will continue to grow and grow and grow my whole life. Which is such a gift. Everything is such a fucking gift. So yeah, there's a lot, but it's all so beautiful. And I'm just in awe of life. I'm completely in awe of plant medicine. I'm completely in awe of community. I'm completely in awe of what happens when you fully trust in the universe and the divine. When you do the thing that is scary, do the thing that is the most painful, and see what happens on the other side. Walking through it in full trust and full faith. It's incredible. It's truly incredible. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. But I've just been packing up the house to get out of this house for the last like 10 days. And I'm here for a little bit longer and then I go. And I'm very excited to close the chapter on Washington. I'm really excited for a fresh start. I'm really excited to be around community and sisters and just dance and play and laugh and create and help and serve and all the bestest things. So yeah, I guess I just wanted to talk this episode about a little bit about like the grieving process for yourself, like grieving the woman that you were. Like what does that mean? What does that look like? I'm not sure if I've shared this quote on the podcast yet, but I really, really like it. It's to truly love someone is attending 1,000 funerals of the person they used to be, which I think is so powerful. And when you think about that, like you are going to attend the most funerals for yourself. Every year, every 6 months, every fucking month, every couple weeks, you're shifting and changing. And at this time on the planet, it really feels like people are shifting radically, radically fast. Everyone I know is completely changing their lives right now, quitting jobs, leaving partners, moving across the country, you know, like radical, radical, radical change. It's that time, you know, the collective is waking up. There's no time to fucking waste. And that call, are you going to step into the call, even though it's scary, even though it's new, even though it's unknown? Are you going to listen to it? Are you going to look fear in the face and just say, I got this shit and go for it? Or are you going to wait? And you know, waiting's okay. Listening to that sacred knowing, is it time or is it time to wait? But sometimes I found that when you wait, and even when you know what you need to do, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, things start getting more dissonant, things start getting more uncomfortable, emotions start getting more harder to ignore, and things just kind of stop flowing, like you're stubbing your toe more often, or like just things are a little harder, it's not smooth, it's like you know. But when you're fully in trust and you just listen and you're like, okay, here I go, I know this is right, I'm gonna surrender and just fucking go for it, it's so flowy. It's like, here you go, here's this, green light, and it's so beautiful. So oftentimes, at least in my own experience, in order for that flowy, beautiful state of just receiving from the universe, there has to be a grieving process and a death. And, you know, when we have a friend and they change and then we're not really as close anymore, it's like, oh, wow, we really grieve them. We grieve that relationship. We grieve the memories we had together. We grieve the person that we knew. And that's perfectly beautiful and healthy. So why would it be any different with ourselves? Like, I look back at photos of me from when I was living in New York when I was like, I think 20. And I just look back, I'm like, oh my God. And there is this grieving process. It's like, oh, sweet girl. Like, wow, you had such a fun life. You had no idea what the fuck was going on, but you had such a fun life. Like, I wasn't connected to my soul or my calling or just the truths that I now embody, but I was having so much fun. It just, when I look back at those photos, I'm like, wow, what a light existence. Like, it just was fun. I was going to parties and I was buying fancy things and I was running around the streets of New York with my girlfriends and having amazing conversations and meeting really cool people and traveling. And it was beautiful. It was so beautiful. And there is a grief there, like, wow, you know, things were so simple then. Things are so simple. But she had to die in order to the next version of Rohini to be born. And then that version had to die for the next and the next and the next and the next and the next. And Jesus, this last couple, 2 years, as many people, COVID has been a collective awakening for many people, if not everyone. I've gone through, my God, like so many versions of myself. Jeez, Jeez. I got rid of so many things. Like the coat that I wore like every day during COVID is just this big ass Aritzia black puffer. It was so comfy, but it just reminds me of being depressed. Depressed in Washington in the gloomy winter, just wearing that thing every day for months and months and months and months. And it's gray outside and it's raining and you don't know what you're doing with your life. And you feel like everyone hates you and you're just so alone and you're playing Nintendo Switch by yourself and blah, blah, blah. Like that version of Rohini had to live and then, you know, stop and die and be reborn into something else, and just again and again and again and again and again and again, and it's never gonna stop. And I think that's so fucking cool. We get to reinvent ourselves forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Like, it never ends. It never ends.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, hello, beautiful. I have an incredible offer from Zola to tell you about. Join 1 million couples who plan their weddings with Zola. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful by creating everything couples need all in one place. You got wedding vendors, save the dates and invitations, free websites, a registry, and more. Zola pre-screens vendors and makes personalized recommendations based on your style, budget, and more. And Zola will start conversations with any vendor of your choice, which makes it so much smoother. Zola has hundreds of beautiful, affordable save-the-date and invitation designs, and you can order free samples beforehand to get a feel for them in person. They even have a built-in registry service. You can add cash funds, experiences, and gifts all in one place. So basically, Zola makes one of the most stressful jobs, wedding planning, a bajillion times easier. That way you can focus on how special your day is going to be and not how difficult it is to find a vendor, pick an invitation design, or customize your registry. Go to zola.com/acting today and use promo code SAVE50, that's SAVE50, to get 50% off your save the dates. You can also get free personalized paper samples before you purchase. That's zola.com/acting, promo code SAVE50. Thanks, Zola. I love this idea that I heard about it on one of Aubrey's podcasts, but I forgot who the guest was, but he was saying, like, you know, we have this notion of YOLO. You only live once. Like, you got to just seize the day, fucking carpe diem, do the crazy thing because you might die tomorrow, which is valid. And that's true. Life is precious and time is not real. But what if instead of YOLO, it's we have all the time in the world? We have all the time in the world. How does that shift things? Those things that you think you need to do tomorrow, those things that you're putting pressure on yourself for, like, I'm not good enough at this. I'm running out of time for this. I need to be married by 30 and have kids and I need to have this job. And oh my God, I'm still like working as a bartender when I need to be doing this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're putting so much pressure on yourself. But what if you live forever? You have all the time in the world to do everything that you want. You can take up more hobbies. You can wait a little while to start this project until it feels right. You can go slow with this new person you're dating. Like, you really have all the time in the world if that's how you see it. Like, more and more, I'm just realizing life is completely in the eyes of the beholder. And of course, we've always heard that. But like, really though, people who are sitting next to each other having the exact same physical experiences can have completely different realities. Completely different realities. And we are the ones in control of that. It is completely up to us to control our reality completely. We have all of the power. So shift. Try and shift your mindset. And of course, it's not going to be you just wake up. You're like, I have all the time in the world. I'm going to start painting and I'm going to get my guitar and I'm going to just, you know, not go to work today because fuck that. Like, it's going to be a while before these ideas start to really sink in and you embody them. You know, we've been thinking these same thoughts for years and years and years and years and years, and they form a groove in our brain, and it's hard to get out of that groove, but it is completely possible. Epigenetics proves that it is possible, and our brains are always being molded. We're not stuck. We're never, never, never stuck unless we believe that we are. So, you know, what can you do right now? Or not even do, like, just sit down, close your eyes, and breathe. Breathe like really, really good breaths. Like, we can do some together because it's just really nice. So, yeah, have your eyes closed and take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your nose. Inhale. Exhale. Nice and soft. Inhale. Exhale. One more time, nice and softly. Inhale. With your eyes still closed, just sitting in this moment, this presence, feeling your body, feeling the support beneath you, feeling your heart beating in your chest. Coming into presence, what do you want? What do you want? Not what other people want for you, not what you think you need. What do you want because it feels good? What do you want that when you imagine it, your heart starts beating a little faster? Maybe you get butterflies. Maybe you smile. Maybe you get excited tingles. What do you want that feels a little bit scary? Just a little bit out of reach. Can you see it? What does it look like? What are you doing in this life, in this imagining? Are you happy? How's your energy? Do you feel free? Do you feel joyful? Do you feel passionate, creative, adventurous? How do you feel when you think about what you want? When you imagine who you could be? What do you want? What do you want so badly that you think you might try to get it for the rest of your life, every single day? What do you want so badly that it's unshakable? What is your truth of what you want? So, hold that image, hold that feeling. If you want to pause this and journal about that, would definitely encourage it. But I'm finding more and more the major key to this little thing called life is dropping into the body, dropping into the feminine. The mind is the masculine, the body is the feminine. The feminine is all knowing, all seeing, all feeling. She is so wise and she has so much to share with us. The body has so much to share because when we think about an idea and our body clenches and tenses up and we get all anxious, it's like, okay, that's a sign. When we think about something and our body feels excited and happy and energized, it's like, okay, that's a sign. We think about something and our body gets all, maybe we get a knot in our stomach, we get a little hot. It's like, okay, there's so many signs. And something that I've really loved in the retreats that I've been to now is like, for every highly emotional experience, there's also a somatic experience to go along with it. So you're moving your body, you're shaking your body, you're doing breath work, you're doing dance, you're stretching. Like, there, the the way that we can really bring these ideas home, because of course there's a bajillion, gazillion amazing books to read, and there's bajillion podcasts to listen to, and, you know, workshops to attend, and all of these things, journal prompts to do. But if they're just floating around in the ether, like, okay, yeah, I'll read a couple chapters of this. Like, yeah, okay, that was cool. But what? They're just ideas. They're just concepts. They're floating up around in your mind, floating up in the ether. And like, they're not really grounded. You don't put them into practice, and it's no one's fault. But sometimes I know I've wondered, like, I read something, I'm like, why am I not doing that? Like, I read that, but I'm not changing my habits. Like, nothing's changing. I feel the same. My actions have not changed, even though I read this life-changing book. Like, what's that about? And for me, it's because I didn't embody it. I understood it. I read it. I comprehended it, but I didn't embody it. I didn't bring it into my body, which is where all the magic is. That's where all the fucking sauce is in your body. So how can you bring these ideas into your body? How can you feel them? And that's why I love guided visualizations or meditations, because it's like you awaken these sensations in your body, which helps you kind of gauge, is this right? Is this wrong? Does this feel good? Am I going to remember this? Does this thing stick? Like, what's going on? I love Qigong. It's one of my favorite. I just look up videos on YouTube and do like half an hour of Qigong or 15 minutes. Incredible way to connect with the energy of your body. And they really emphasize awakening and soothing the feminine and masculine parts of the body. So like the inside, I think, is feminine. The outside is masculine. I don't remember, but there's like, you pat down the inside, and then you pat down the outside of your arm, and then you pat down the inside of your thigh, and then you pat down the outside. And like, it's all about the balance of both. And it's very lovely. I love Qigong. Dancing, bitches. Y'all bitches know I love dancing because it gets me my body. Oh my God. Like, I have, when I've been grieving, when I've been sad, when I've been angry, all of the things, I just dance. And it's like, dancing is like a prayer for me. Like, when I was just overjoyed with gratitude for the earth after, when I was still in Sedona, I just put on this beautiful medicine song and just started vibing around and like weaving and just fluid. And it feels like, okay, this is how I'm honoring my existence, is by dancing, by making my body into art in the way that I know how. You know, I'm not an artist, I'm not a painter, but I can move. I can shake those hips from on earth. So, how can you get into your body? How can you feel what wants to be felt? That's part of the grieving process, feeling everything that wants to be felt. And if possible, doing it in a container where you are held and you are safe, where if/when you break down, there's someone there to hold you, to check in on you, to be like, hey, you want to talk? Oh God, it's priceless, which is why I'm so honored to be getting into this work, doing women's work, doing my goddess circles, doing the retreat coming up, like doing plant medicine ceremonies. It is an honor. It is an honor to facilitate space where people can feel seen and held and safe. Safe enough to completely lose their shit and break down and know that they are okay and no one's judging them. And there's a hug right there waiting for them if they want it. So powerful. So don't be scared of dying. Don't be scared of dying in any form, but really don't be scared of letting the old you die. Die. We don't need her anymore. She served her purpose. She was beautiful. You couldn't have done it any other way. You know, that's the like prayer is just, every day, everything has gone as it was meant to go. Like, nothing could have been any different. There's no way. It's not possible. So just let that shit go. Let the expectations of how something should or shouldn't work out, just go. It's not important. The expectations are not important. It's just something you're putting on yourself. Let it go. Let the old you go. And maybe write a letter to her. I did that. It's very powerful. Write a letter to her and then do a little ceremony of your own. You could burn it. You could bury it. You could, you know, put it in the water. Whatever feels good. Like, do a little ceremony for the old you and then meet the new you. Awaken this goddess that is rising and coming out of you, because I know you guys are rising. I know you listening. I know that you are. This is happening fast for so many people. And I really believe if you're listening to this, oh, honey, you are on a mission. You're on a mission to step into your most beautiful truth. And I'm so here for it. So just really drop in to this new woman that you are. What does she want? What does she need? What does she crave? Who is she? What does she like? What does she wear? There are no rules. Change your wardrobe completely. Fuck it. Get rid of all your furniture. Fuck it. I mean, you know, within reason. Do whatever feels good, but like release all the expectations. If you want to be a full ass tarot crystal witch, like do it. If you want to be a businesswoman, do it. If you want to wear like collegiate sweaters and read a lot of books, do it. If you want to be a gardener, if you want to go live on the farm, if you want to go be an au pair in France for a while, like do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do whatever your soul is calling you now more than ever. It is time to push past the fear, push past the grief, feel the grief, but don't let it stop you. Grief and rage are bedmates. It's something I've been thinking about a lot. Grief and rage are bedmates. When grief isn't felt, it can often turn into rage. And rage, she is a powerful beast. She's beautiful. Sacred rage is incredibly potent, and that can also turn into other things that can be very destructive. Rage can turn into bitterness and anger and destructive habits and jealousy and aggression and frustration and things that haven't been expressed in a clean way, they come out one way or another. So if this grief, this sadness isn't felt, it can turn into rage that can then turn into something else that might be more destructive than it is helpful. So feel the grief. Feel the grief. Feel the grief of the job that you lost. Feel the grief of the partner that you thought you were going to be with and you aren't anymore. Feel the grief of the friends that you thought you had. Feel the grief of the hometown that you used to love. Feel the grief of the woman you were, and just give her love. Give them all love and gratitude. It can feel really good after moments like that to just shake, like just shake your body and kind of dust it off, like physically dust your body off with your hands, your legs, like just dust it off and shake and all of this is very real. All of these somatic things are really real. Like, that feels good. Do the things that feel good. There is no judgment. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. No one's judging you except yourself. So just shake it off, girlfriend. Okay, I think that is my episode for this week, and then I'll be back next week, and then we're gonna have another big break as I go off into the jungle, and I cannot even imagine what it's gonna be like when I do come back to this podcast, because it's gonna be a couple months, it's gonna be a lot of changes. Dear God, am I excited. So I'm gonna let you guys go. Thank you so much for tuning in. I fucking love you, you radiant queens, and I will see you next week.